And hospitals across the country have stopped all non-essential procedures to prepare for the flood of coronavirus patients. And that means they're not doing procedures like replacing hips or performing surgery on low-risk cancer patients. We wanted to know more about one critical procedure, kidney transplants. Nearly 100,000 people are awaiting kidney transplants in the U.S. right now. We're joined now by Joseph Vassalotti. He's the chief medical officer of the National Kidney Foundation and a nephrologist at Mount Sinai Hospital in New York City. And Dr. Vassalotti, are you seeing kidney transplant procedures put on hold across the country?
Well, I think on a national level, I looked at the data and it's interesting there. We do see a drop-off in the living donor transplants. So we're looking at about 1,500 transplants in 2020 versus over 1,700 in 2019, so about 200 less. And that trend began about mid-March. Interestingly, the deceased donor transplants have not dropped off at all. In fact, if anything, there are more deceased donor transplants in 2020, at least up to April 1st. So that's encouraging to see. I would point out that the CMS, the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, did come out with an adult elective surgical procedure recommendation, and that does prioritize organ transplantation. And I think it's important that we understand that the deceased donor transplant is obviously a precious issue, having an organ that's available for a finite period of time. Living donation is something that probably will be more challenging to prioritize.
This is a tough question, but it's kind of the elephant in the room because I'm thinking about those living donors because many hospitals are overburdened and the emphasis is on care for coronavirus. We may not see as many of those right now, but with those, with the deceased donors, again, a very tough question, but if someone dies of COVID-19, can you use their kidney in a transplant for someone who needs it?
I don't think so because the virus can clearly be transmitted through the blood. We see there's a paper in the New England Journal of Medicine recently that showed PCR tests can show the viral presence in the blood. So for that reason, I don't think that kidneys from a person infected with COVID-19 or has the COVID-19 disease that they should be candidates for kidney donation.
You know, anyone who has gone through dialysis or has a loved one who is waiting for a kidney transplant, they understand that long and arduous process. What is the cost to an individual patient of postponing a kidney transplant?
Of course, that has to be individualized, but it's, you know, my heart goes out to everyone. I think these are difficult times. But for the individual patient, you have to consider, how can I keep myself healthy for as long as possible if my chances of getting a transplant will be reduced in the short term, hopefully. The National Kidney Foundation has some programs to help patients find a donor. I think if you're on the deceased donor list, continuing your quest for a living donor is something that we want to encourage people to do. And reaching out to others electronically, reaching out to your friends, certainly there's potential to find someone who might be interested in being a living donor.
That's Dr. Joseph Vassalotti, Chief Medical Officer of the National Kidney Foundation and a nephrologist at Mount Sinai Hospital in New York City. Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, thank you.